And we're going to continue with today's MAC Football Head Coaches Media Conference Call. And again, we're pleased to have Bowling Green Head Coach Scott Loeffler join us. Good morning, Scott. How are you?
I'm doing okay. How are you?
Fine. Thank you for your time. And certainly Saturday was a tough afternoon for the Falcons in the road game at Kansas State. When getting back to your office and having an opportunity to look at the film, talk about the performance of your Falcons.
Well, obviously, when you get beat that bad, in all three phases, we didn't play to the standards and expectations that we would like. It was week one compared to week two. Week one, we played complementary football. In week two, we didn't. We had a bunch of missed opportunities on offense to keep the defense off the field. We were horrific on third down and had ample opportunity to make plays and didn't. And any time that you're playing a top-notch opponent that we played, if our offense can't stay on the field, that's really going to hurt our defense. So we felt that in all three phases we were on islands. We didn't play together. The positive that came out of it, I thought even with the score being what it was, I thought the kids played hard. There was zero division on the team. They kept their composure and tried to keep playing in a tough situation.
And a reminder for our writers in the call, please hit star one on your keypad for questions for Coach Loeffler and all of our coaches throughout today's conference call. You touched upon that the unity for you and your first year in coaching Bowling Green. What types of growth are you looking to see in learning from week two and applying that to week three with a home game against Louisiana Tech?
Well, the lessons from week one and week two, I think both can be applied. You got to see it done right on week one, and then week two we didn't. And we played a better opponent. There's no question about it. Everyone knows that. But we didn't play as well as we wished in all three phases. And we're really hoping to take a step back, look at what we did incorrectly on tape from week two, and really try to make a push to improve in week three.
When you look ahead to week three with the Louisiana Tech team coming in, what type of challenges do you see them presenting for your Falcons, both offensively and defensively?
Well, I think Skip does a great job. I know both coordinators quite well. I think they're excellent coaches. They know what they want to accomplish in all three phases of the game. Just like I said, I think they're very well coached, and we're going to have to really be on point and to be able to compete and just find a way to try to win this football game.
Offensively, looking ahead to week three, the running game, talk about the push up front from your starting five and then the skill running backs. What are you looking to see growth-wise in the running game?
Well, we couldn't establish the run as well as we wished in week two, and that was because our passing game was not on. We could have kept drives alive, which would have gave us more plays. We ran 102 plays in week one, and we only ran 47 in week two. Our passing game and our run game have got to work together. We want to be balanced, and we're really hoping to get the quarterback in rhythm so we can be balanced. And we're good whenever we can run and throw the football. And whenever a defense just can't limit us to one phase of the game.
What are you looking to see from Darius Wade in week three in a rebound performance?
Well, he didn't play anywhere near the standards and expectations that we have. He knows it, and I've been around him quite a long time. I know that he'll bounce back. He's a competitive guy. He knew right after the game what he did wrong, which is a positive. And we're just looking for him to bounce back and get back on track.
Specifically defensively, what are you looking to see for growth in week three for your Falcons?
Well, we played hard in both the first two games. And the thing that we took from the film is that our technique can improve. We've had some gap integrity problems. We need to work on our linebackers and our safeties, maintaining their gap. And obviously, whenever your defensive line is using their technique, everyone else's technique falls into place. So we're looking for just overall unit improvement with technique and gap integrity.
From a special teams perspective, obviously Matt Naranjaro had 9 punts, 44.0 average. Just talk about his ability with a couple long 50-yard plus punts and the what he brings to your special teams unit.
Matt's a really good punter. We thought our punt unit was excellent. Obviously, we punted way too many times, but he's a weapon. He places the ball exactly where we want it to be placed. He's got a strong leg, and he did a great job for us.
Obviously, you're looking back to getting back to a home contest at the Dwight and be able to have a your more traditional Saturday afternoon, Saturday early evening, early start to the season football game. Talk about what you're looking forward to seeing from a home game in week three.
We're just looking to get back on track. It's great to be at a home. We had a great crowd in week one. We're looking forward to having our homecoming game this week. I know a bunch of ex-players are coming back to the game, so we want to go out and perform at a very high level this week.
Well, Scott, we'll let you get back to preparation again. Thank you for your time. Want to wish you the best of luck against Louisiana Tech, and we'll talk to you again next Monday morning.
Thank you.
All right, thank you. For Scott Loeffler and the Bowling Green Falcons coming off a road loss at Kansas State, they will be at home this coming Saturday, September 14th, against Louisiana Tech. That game at 5 p.m. Eastern and available on ESPN+.